Thank you very much, Richard. I'm just going to get set up here. Our next speaker for the evening is Jason Jew. Jason's been with Graphically Speaking for a very long time. I was going to say the number of years, but it scares me. He's one of our senior graphic designers, and normally we leave him alone in his corner, but today we brought him front and center with his sweet hat, and he's going to walk us through designing for mobile.
My name is Jason, and I'll be hiding behind this podium because I'm a little shy. So, we're talking about the wall again, right? So, the wall again is kind of made to sound pretty horrifying for the construction and search ranking results. So, for those of you worried about it, the simple like prevention of the solution is just have a mobile site. It doesn't really matter if it's adaptive, responsive, or just a separate mobile site that's an end-to-end site, so just have one. But why is Google doing this anyways? As you know, Google has been doing focusing on mobile user experience lately with transforming all their products into adaptive mobile services, like Gmail, Google Calendar, pretty much all their products, I guess, right? So what Google is trying to do with the mobile getting, well, it's not their name, but they are interested in contributing to the web design, I guess, the whole user experience on the web itself. So, but let's say when there are two websites with two exact same contents, and let's say the mobile site, the one without the mobile site is higher ranking, the people are tend to go to the first one they see. And if they go to the site without the mobile design, then they have to spin through, they have to zoom in, they have to do a lot of things until they find their information. So it's kind of frustrating when you do that, right? And it's kind of on Google, because they're the ones who recommend the new that website. So now they know better, as most of us have mobile devices on hand. So like 80% of us use search functions on our phones more. So they're trying to get out of that and provide better user experience. So what Google does now to test these are, they come up with a test called mobile friendly test. So this is the result of one of the sites where it fails all four criteria. So there's one called text is too small to read, links are too close together, cursor large in screen, and mobile viewport not suited. I'll be talking about the first 2 points because the second 2 points are most of the programming, your program fixes one line of code. So, yeah, now text is not really helpful with that. So, typography. So, when you're using a phone on your just any kind of phone, it's pretty simple to think. You just pick it up and just use it, right, and do a search. But when you break apart the cognitive process, there are quite a lot of few steps doing it, actually. Pick up the phone, unlock it, and open up the browser, and then search, read. There are quite a lot of specific 5 or 6 already. What we want to do is reduce the number of steps, because if you reduce this number of steps, we could minimize the error by removing the chances of those errors. Now, good user experience is called what the user can achieve their intention as quickly as possible, right? So this is done by having the least room for human error. So what we want to do is, for typography at least, first of all, make it legible. If it's legible on desktop's site, it should be legible on mobile, as long as the report is set properly. So there are a bunch of different guidelines for each of the devices. This one in the corner is for the Android. So it's 18 SP scalable pixels for Google. And yeah. So new units I've seen before, never seen before. Google needs it because they have a lot of resolutions. So most of the, when we use our phones on mobile devices, you're usually in a distracting surroundings, right? Whenever you're on your bus, waiting for your bus or waiting for coffee Starbucks on a train. So you tend to look away when there's something else happening outside the world. So I say it's to not be stressed out, to have your coffee. And you lose your place on the screen when you look away and come back to it. It's hard to find that you lose it, right? So this is an error that, it's a human error that we cannot really, it's impossible to prevent. So what we need to do as a system designer is to guide the users right smoothly back onto where they were on the screen. And typography or images, they, I guess, really help you do that. So I have two texts here, exact same thing. So, let's see. Okay, so this is like the basics of typography. So what you need to do is, if you squint and look at the blocks of paragraphs, we see clusters. There are certain shapes that you can actually find. You can use these as a signpost, so you can go back to it easier. Because subconsciously, you remember these shapes. It's not like, because you don't so when you're reading a book, there's a left and right page, and there's the top of the page, and there's another page on the bottom of the page. But on mobile, you don't, because it's just a single screen. So that's why you need a signpost, so to, you can guide your users right back onto the screen. But typography is a big one, because if your clusters all look the same, then it's possible to find your way. So general guidelines is having good margins between the paragraphs, good hierarchy on the headings, paragraphs, and line height, which fits usually 140% of the font size. Yeah. So another thing, there are two parts of the website. There is text and there is interaction inside the buttons. So the phones for the mobile devices, they don't have any tactile feedback, which is troublesome. So we only have to rely on the visual feedback or feedback from the phones. So we see if you have a remote control and you press on it, you get the feedback that the button has been pressed and it's gone. You also get feedback back that when it's pressing back to you and the button is back in its place. But, and also the third feedback you get is you see a channel changing on the screen, and that's the third feedback you get. So you know the remote is not broken because it's the button's in the correct place. And PC is working. Now, when you're using on your on your phone, you don't have those tactile feedback, so you have to rely on the visual feedback. But most of the time, your hand is really covering up your phone, most of it. So you're actually going blind when you actually touch the button. Unlike the desktop, see, mouse pointer is really tiny, and you can be really accurate with it because nothing's covering it up. So what we need to do is add a good size of a button. So there are a lot of studies done on the average size of the fingers. So it's known to be about 50 to 40 to about 60 pixels for average adult's finger. So that's the minimum size. You can kind of see visual feedback from the edges of the button if there's the minimum size, but the recommendation is having double tap, so you can actually see the feedback that you can get from the color change or even text change on the buttons. Also, there is a matter of proximity as well. So if the links are too close together, you could tap on one item and go to the other one accidentally. So minimum target area is actually a good point to have, like in between those links. So yeah, these were like the, I guess, design point of view on the mobile I'm giving. So you don't want to like tackle these problems just for the sake of passing the test, because everything's going to change soon, right? Because in the future, you might have more criteria than other than the four listed here. And you also want to design for the best usability. And we can't be always feature-proof, but as long as we follow those practices, then it'll be best for it. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. And don't worry, everybody, you will get a chance at the end of all the presentations to ask your questions.